And Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has said the U.S. would be deploying the National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border in response. Details of the deployment are still in many cases unclear, such as how long the Guard will be deployed, where along the border they'll actually be, and how many troops will be needed. For more, we're joined by a few minutes by the Fronteras Desk Senior Editor, Michel Marisco. Michel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what's the need on the border? There's been discussion that, yes, there have been past presidents who put them there, but we've seen we're at a pretty low level of need to a lot of people. What are your thoughts there?
There's a really interesting data point that takes a little bit of history. I'm going to try to move through this quickly, but it's important. So last month, there was a fluctuation in the number of illegal apprehensions at the border that were almost 200% more than March of 2017. That appears to be the main point of why we are now talking about the National Guard on the border. The springtime tends to be a moment of the year when illegal immigration climbs up. January, February is just too cold to cross. There's not a whole lot of seasonal work. So March has always been kind of the footprint of illegal migration to the U.S. However, that 200%, it seems to be what scared, I guess, the Homeland Security Department into prompting the president to bring in the National Guard.
Based on what we've seen in the past from other presidents as far as how the National Guard were utilized, can you give us some idea of what you're anticipating here?
Well, yeah. So the number one thing to look at with the National Guard is they're not going to be armed. And what happened in the last two times that the National Guard was brought down, both under Presidents Bush and Obama, was that Border Patrol agents would actually be pulled away from their regular duties to provide guard for the National Guard. Because the National Guard could have guns in some cases, but could not use them. They had to retreat from any kind of threat. In this case, Secretary Nielsen told the Mexican government yesterday that this operation, the National Guard, will not be armed. So what they end up doing is playing eyes and ears, helping out Border Patrol with observation, which raises a lot of questions because so much of that is now done digitally. It's not done by people on the ground as often anymore. It's done with cameras, it's done with towers and agents looking at monitors. It's a very different border.
So, Michel, I want to ask you just in our last few seconds here about the reaction down there. We spoke with the Cochise County Sheriff yesterday. He said he welcomed the National Guard's help.
Yeah.
In general, are people on the border, law enforcement included, welcoming this help, thinking it is necessary at this point?
I'll go back to the questions that we had just a few months ago on the border wall, absent any real polling on your question. People predominantly on the border just did not want a border wall. This was something that people on the interior wanted, not folks who live within sight of it. And that seems to be a prevalent opinion of people who live on the border right now.
All right. That's KJZZ's Michel Marisco from our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michel, thank you so much.
Thank you.